Okay, I got 6 o'clock. Ready to roll.
Six p.m., February 15th, 2024. Regular board meeting at the Hamilton Education Center boardroom. Need a motion to open up the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Varney.
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Here.
Mrs. Isaac?
Here.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. May we all stand, pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. At this time, I believe we have some recognitions to do.
Yes, we do, President Obert. This evening, we recognize Board Member Appreciation Month. It's actually been a practice of ours as a district for a long time to recognize this in February. It actually is in January every month, but for some logistical reasons, we've always chose to do this in February. So we're going to recognize our tremendous five board members this evening with some student appreciation and a presentation from our Power Rangers. So at this time, I'm going to introduce Michael Sutherland, our District Director of Public Relations.
Thank you, Superintendent Tyler, members of the board. Appreciate you guys for giving us an opportunity and the next individuals the opportunity to present you guys with just a token of their appreciation for all the hard work that you guys do throughout the year. To start, Mrs. Heaton, who is our leader and me teacher at the high school, is going to do a small presentation about what her group there, the Power Rangers, have done over the course of the year. And a couple members of the Power Ranger team is here also to talk about some of the awesome things that they've been involved with over the course of this year and really when it was piloted out last year. So, Mrs. Heaton.
I'm Holly Heaton. I'm an English teacher at the high school. I also have my hands in a lot of things going on at the high school with the English department and the National Honor Society and a lot of other organizations that we have. And I don't play favorites, I promise, but I have to say that probably one of the most rewarding parts of all of my roles in the high school is working with these students and working with my Power Rangers. We started this journey 3 years ago when the high school adopted the Leader in Me program, and to be quite honest, we had no idea what we were doing when we got involved with the Leader in Me program. But we came together as a group. These students helped immensely to kind of help us figure out what our path needed to be and how we can incorporate these 7 habits of highly successful people into the high school and into our classrooms. We began with our end in mind, we synergized together, and now 3 years later of learning about Leader in Me, our Power Rangers are probably one of the most influential, if not like the most influential groups that we have at the high school. The greatest thing about it though is that it is student-led. I'm just a facilitator, I'm their support system. When they need me, it's all them. They do all of this. It's their vision, it's their passions, it's the thing that they care about. So I would like to introduce you to the absolutely wonderful Addie Shear, Sandy Mullett, Emma Taylor, Gabby Schutte, and Olivia Taylor.
Mr. Tyler, Dr. Conley, administration, teachers, parents, and members of the board, good evening. Thank you for having us here tonight. I am Emma Taylor, a junior. In addition to being a Power Ranger, I am also a member of National Honor Society, Student Council, Karma, and Student Inclusion Council. The Power Rangers are a group of students who work together for the well-being of our student body. We plan events and experiences for students that incorporate the 7 habits at the same time. We are a group of students for our students. At the beginning of the year, we synergized together as Power Rangers and came up with 3 crucial areas of need that guided us in formulating goals for this school year. These goals help us identify our purpose as a group. Our goals are to keep the entire student body engaged and involved throughout the school year, to use time management skills to better execute Power Rangers plans and events, and to better communicate with our student groups, administrators, and teams. With every event and activity we plan, we keep these goals in mind. It's important to us that we try to help every student feel like they are seen and like they belong. Sammy, Addie, and Gabby will now talk about some of our events that helped us work towards our goals.
I'm Sammy Ball. In addition to being a Power Ranger, I'm a member of Student Council, co-creator of the ESPN Student Section Group, an anchor for the Ranger Report, a stage crew member for theater, and I'm an athlete for track and field and soccer. Before the high school year began, the Power Rangers helped with the high school schedule paper. We wore matching t-shirts, seen here, with our logo and a sign that says, "We're here to help." Any student who had trouble finding a class or trouble opening their locker had designated people walking around to help them. That's an important part of being a Power Ranger. We are here to help make the school a better place for everybody.
Hi, I am Addie Shear, a sophomore. In addition to being a Power Ranger, I am a part of the varsity cheerleading team as well as the competition team. I also work on our high school yearbook and am a karma coach. I am going to be talking about the first pep rally we held at the beginning of the year. It was the week of homecoming. We worked with student council to promote a spirit week. Then the Power Rangers held a pep rally on Friday. Our goal was to increase the turnout of students at the homecoming game. It worked, which helped us get the result of a Ranger victory.
I'm Gabby Schutte, a junior at Hamilton Township High School. In addition to being a Power Ranger, I'm involved in Owen Wynn and a varsity cheerleader. I am the team manager for Outdoor Track. In partnership with Student Council and Student Inclusion Council, we hosted two school-wide assemblies where Captain John Mitchell spoke about the Tuskegee Airmen to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the desegregation of the military and recognize our own community history at the same time. Some of the students also attended the honor ceremony at Rickenbacker for one of the original members of the Tuskegee Airmen. The last way we chose to honor these brave men was to have a school-wide paper airplane contest. We had so much fun with this. Our students got to throw their planes from a balcony. Drew Kasmazak was crowned our first winner, and we can't wait to do this again next year. Another event we hosted that we are really, really proud of is the Hammies. This event was put on by the Power Rangers, was to recognize different groups of students for their achievements. Some students were recognized for their perfect attendance, being outstanding leaders, and bringing positive energy into the school, and for many more things. We also gave our students a voice and let them award some of their teachers with special awards. The Hammies is something we will build on and do every single year to make sure all of our students have a chance to feel seen and celebrated.
Recently, we had a speech for the Autism Game. Our theme showed support for autism awareness. We also hosted a pep rally during the school day on the day of the game, and we sold raffle baskets during lunch periods. The proceeds were donated. At the pep rally, we had two games with prizes for the participants. This also resulted in a huge increase of the turnout of students at the basketball game. Overall, our student engagement increased due to the spirit created from our event. It was important to us to recognize and acknowledge those with autism and generate more support for our basketball team.
Goal setting has been one of the biggest things we focused on this year with our aim periods. One of our goals as a Power Rangers has been to help students figure out what their goals were. In the first quarter, we had students determine what their quarter goals were by putting them on stars to decorate classrooms. In the second quarter, we decided to get festive and make them put their new goals on hand turkeys. Most recently, in the third quarter, we raised awareness of their community history by informing them of who the Tuskegee Airmen were. Rather than just have them write their goals down, as Gabby mentioned, we decided to have a school-wide competition with paper airplanes. Each hallway competed against each other, with the winners from each competing in the cafeteria for a gift basket. We are yet to determine what we are going to do for the first quarter, or fourth quarter, but I, along with every other student, is excited to see what will happen.
Hi, my name is Olivia Taylor. I'm a junior at HT, and I'm a part of many extracurriculars at our school, such as Power Rangers, of course, National Honor Society, HT Cheerleading, Columbus State National Honor Society, Environmental Club, Ranger Riders, French Club, APR, and Student Inclusion Council. I'm also the producer and the editor of our school's newsroom, the Ranger Report, 3 years in a row Student Council President, Secretary General for OMUN, and I'm a lead in our school's musical, Anastasia. Our Student Involvement Fair is the next big event on our radar. With myself on the lead, we are using the parent-teacher conference night on March 21st from 4 to 7:30 p.m. as a way to showcase our school's opportunities, culture, diversity, and collaboration. Every single club and sport that stems from our high school will have a setup booth with two representatives for every extracurricular. Here, incoming freshmen will come to create their schedule and get to meet so many different people and so many different groups. There, new underclassmen will be sure to find their niche and lead a better high school experience. Not only does this create belongingness within our school, but it promotes our existing sports, clubs, and electives so they leave a lasting impression and legacy forever.
I don't think I need to tell you they're amazing. You just heard their entire resumes as they went through, which I think Liv's is longer than mine. But I owe like a huge thank you to everybody who made it possible for this program and this class to happen. Our guidance department figured it out to make it a way that this wasn't just something that we kind of randomly got to do when we found time, which was a huge struggle for us in the beginning of all of this. I meet with these guys every single day for a class period, and I'm really, really lucky that I get to have that time, because it's been instrumental in allowing all of these things that you're seeing, that you're hearing about to happen. So I'm probably the luckiest teacher in the whole building for that reason, but also because these are five examples of the kinds of students that I get to spend my day with. And there's a million more just like them, and they're inspiring more of our students to become like them. But I don't want my voice to be the last one that you hear. I'm going to let these guys kind of tell you what their biggest takeaway has been from this program so far.
I would say my biggest takeaway from being a Power Ranger is the amount of growth I have personally experienced from stepping up and becoming a leader in our school building.
The biggest thing that I've taken away from being in the Power Rangers class is figuring out what exactly it means to be a leader and applying it to not only just the classroom, but everywhere else in life.
My biggest takeaway from being a Power Ranger is the confidence it has gained, and being able to feel like my voice is heard. I feel like many students don't feel like their voice is heard, and this is a way to let students in our building feel like their voice.
The main thing I have taken away from being a Power Ranger has been growing in my public speaking and my leadership skills and being able to lead my peers and students in many other ways.
Personally, my biggest takeaway has been the leadership experience granted to me throughout the last school year and this one too. Throughout the club and sports I'm a part of, as well as the lead with some of the pep rallies and the large events at our school, I found my full ability. I love planning, I love executing, and I love delegating. I love being a leader, and this organization allows me to reach my fullest potential. Thank you so much for having us here. We are so appreciative of the time, energy, and the effort put into this program, and we cannot wait to see what else the future leads to.
One last thing. During the Hammies, we awarded pins that say, "You make a difference," to recognize the students and teachers. We want you members of the board to know that you also make a difference, so we would like to award you with your very own Hammy. Thank you.
So, members of the board, that's the first half of our presentation. If any of you have any questions or comments for the Power Rangers, probably now's a good time, and then we'll get into our second half.
Can we give them a round of applause?
Yeah.
I'll start us off if you don't mind. I just, it makes me teary to, literally hear you guys and watch you be the leaders that you are, and to see this program grow, and that to know that the impact that it's going to have on our incoming freshmen and all of the students in our building, it's amazing to see, and I really appreciate you taking the time in your evening to come and to let us hear it directly from you. That really means a lot to us, and it's appreciated. So thank you.
Yeah, Dave?
Yeah, I'm very impressed in the public speaking part of this. They did very well. I didn't think my granddaughter would ever speak. and she has slowed down, so I understand. But no, congratulations and thank you for being leaders, and hopefully you'll continue to be leaders.
Yeah.
Okay. Mary?
So first, thank you, and thank you for the pen. I think one thing that all of you articulated very well, you're going to be great managers one day, great leaders. I have no doubt that when you go out into the workforce, you're going to do great things, just based off what you said. So keep doing the good work, and I take it back. I'm looking forward to see where you guys are in the next 5 to 10 years.
And Maria?
Great job speaking. A lot of us in this room probably wouldn't do nearly as well as you guys did this evening. But I will say, I know a kid that just started school here at the beginning of the month, and I know Sammy took this kid under his wing and showed him all around. And that was one thing that he came back and told us, oh my gosh, this kid just took me around all my classes, and they're so friendly here, and the guidance counselors actually talked to me, and the whole group was just so nice. So what you're doing is truly impacting your peers. So thank you for welcoming all the new kids and doing all the things that you guys do. You guys are amazing.
Okay. On my behalf, I haven't been around as long as Dave, but I guess I'm the second oldest board member. You know, in the past, we've always received different gifts from different classes. And the greatest gift that we can receive is what you guys just explained to us, that you're out there, you're making a difference, and you know, you're starting at a stage in your life that you're going to continue to make a difference within our community. Hopefully you stay in our community, but yeah, real makes myself and I think everybody up here really proud of the young men and women that you've become and what you're going to be able to do for the community as you get older. So with that, I want to say thank you. That's just the first half?
That's the first half, yeah. Okay. There's more to go. But real quick to the Power Rangers, guys, thank you so much for being here. And Holly, thank you. You kind of undersold your role in this. Yes, it's a student-led initiative, but you know, it takes great adults to empower students. So thank you for what you do. But I wanted to highlight one piece that they had in here, something that really was the catalyst for me inviting them this evening. The Power Rangers have been rock stars in our district now for a few years. And, you know, anytime we have anything of importance, anytime I have something to show off to the community or others, the Power Rangers are the group that we always invite. But I want to bring them here tonight really to highlight what they did with the Hammies and to make sure that the Board of Education got one of those pins. I got to go to this event. It was incredibly impressive. It was just a group of kids. And I mean, literally, this, I don't want to steal Holly's thunder. It was maybe her idea, but like the kids truly did it all. They came up with all the awards, and they were non-traditional recognitions. It wasn't just like, hey, you threw for the most yards this season, so here's a pin. It was, you know, character things. It was a lot of ways for a kid to recognize another, for a young adult, excuse me, to recognize another young adult. It was really, really impressive to me. And they handed out these pins, and at the end of it, one of our young ladies back there came up to me and said, here, and gave me a pin and said, you earned that. And wanted to tell you, that was one of the nicest things that anybody has ever done for me. That went in. I have like a little cabinet in my office where I collect things, and that has a place of honor. And when that happened, I thought to myself, if anybody deserves, you know, some recognition for, you know, a Hammy, if anybody deserves some recognition for the things they do, I think it's our Board of Education. So thank you guys for taking the time to be here tonight. I really appreciate you being part of our presentation. And Mr. Sutherland, we can continue with the other gifts, please.
So for the last portion of our efforts to show the board our appreciation, as customary, our art teachers typically work with their students at their individual buildings to put together a gift for each one of you. And they did the same thing this year. A few of them were unable to be here tonight just with the change of schedule from the meeting. So they either had something going on today, and the students that were going to come with them also ended up not being able to come. So I have a couple people who are going to help. Brenna here is from the elementary. Mrs. Lutz is here from from the middle school, and then I believe Mrs. Wills and Mrs. Altiers is going to help me pass out the other ones. And then I think we also have one special. All right, so if we want to go up here, go ahead and present each board member with their artwork.
It's like my favorite kid.
First grade. Oh, my gosh. Nice. I learned about Jackson Hall.
Well, thank you, Benjamin.
That's awesome, buddy. Yeah. That looks like a campaign sign right there. Put that on the front door, man. That's good.
So once again, we do just want to show our appreciation and tell you guys how much we appreciate all the work that you do, the time and dedication you guys put in to make sure that our district remains safe, supportive, and a great place for our students and our community members has not been one noticed. Thank you very much. That concludes our board appreciation presentation.
Thanks.
Start down there.
I'll do it. Yeah, I'm very proud that.
Thank you.
That they take the time to do this for us.
Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed that they take the time out of their school and their efforts to teach our kids. But this makes it what's worthwhile for what we do. Yeah, we spend a little time. But it's always for our community, and it's always for our kids. And I think I've done it 25 years, and I don't regret one minute of it. We've always had our ups and downs, but when the students can do this, and we are recognized, it makes it all worthwhile. Thank you.
I just will say that, yeah, I feel like I'm really emotional tonight. You guys are getting my feelings, but... Miss Luce being my fifth grade teacher, anytime that I get something, you know, that is inspired by her, comes from her, it means a lot to me. And so thank you. And it always, it always does feel weird to be like getting things and to be appreciated, but it really actually does mean a lot to us. Everything that I've ever received through this, I've kept. And so thank you so much.
Yeah. Right.
I'm excited to take this to Groport and hang it up.
That's
so
awesome.
It's my first time getting this, so I'm going to get a nice frame and hang it right up in my office.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Like. Yes, and she said a first grader helped her. So, I wear green and gold every Friday. I can tell you I have an extensive green and gold shoe. Collection, so they'll expect that, and I love it. So thank you so much. Thank you for all that you guys do. I really do appreciate it. And like they said, we don't deserve this. We stepped up to do this because we care about our kids, our community, and our staff. But we greatly appreciate it. So I'm excited. Thank you,
Mary.
So, well, yes, thank you. These are always, like, everyone keeps them. I actually keep them all in my office at work. So I will be hanging this one up right behind my desk. I even have the letters from last year, the poster, the bag. So it's all very appreciated, I think.
I've always said in the past that this is my favorite meeting. And it is. And to have Ben bring it to me was special too. So, on behalf of everybody, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, President Obert, and that officially concludes our recognitions for this evening. And on to Section 4, which I don't think we have any, Mr.
Little public participation. We must be doing a great job, didn't we?
Yeah, yes, sir. I think so.
Board's report. I'd like to start out with Maria.
I just had one thing I wanted to bring up. It was about the timeliness of when we post our board agenda and attachments for our community. I spoke with Mr. Obert and my fellow board members about this, and I did a little homework, called around our surrounding areas to see, you know, when are you guys posting your board agendas and attachments and things for your community, and I found out that a lot of them, the canal, almost all of us have our board meetings on Mondays, so they are usually posting by end of day on Friday, which is usually a 24-hour turnaround, you know, through the weekend. So I just was thinking, currently right now, we post at midnight the day of. So basically, the morning of our community's getting the agendas and the attachments and things of that matter. And I just wanted to request that we would do the 24-hour thing as well. It will give our community, parents, all that time to look over things. If they need to make adjustments to their schedules so that they can actually come to our meetings, I would like to see all of our parents here, you know, seeing things and stuff. But if they don't know what we're talking about and they don't really have time to adjust their schedule, I don't have to adjust, but if I seen something, I probably couldn't adjust my schedule sometimes with work and stuff. So that's just one of my things that I would like to see going forward. 24 hours, I don't think is crazy. Like I said, everyone else is 24 to 48 hours. And I know that there's going to be some attachments or some things added, you know, yes, going through. And it might happen, you know, an hour before. But the majority of it, I'll touch base too on the attachments. Brian took care of that this meeting. Unless they didn't know that as community members, and I didn't know this either until I became a board member, that what we see as board members is not what you guys see as community members. So I brought that up, and Brian and, you know, even our board members were like, oh, wait, they don't see that? And I'm like, no, guys, they don't see that. So that's already been taken care of, and, you know, thank you so much, you know, Mark, Brian, Josh, and Chrissy Thompson. She's the one uploading all the goodies. So that the attachment thing has already been taken care of. So if we could just post it 24 hours ahead of time for our community, I would love that. So that's all I have.
If it'd be okay, President Obert, if I could just speak to that really quickly. So just to give everybody a little bit of background again around this, because Maria emailed me earlier in the week, and I started having conversations with Chris, who's been in this role for, what, like 3 years now, right, Chris? She'd been in for a minute. So basically, Chris predates board docs, okay? So board docs has been a relatively recent, you know, we're 182-year school district. In the grand scheme of things, board docs is fairly recent. It's been about the last, what, probably 18, 19 years that we've had board docs. So prior to board docs, it was just everything in print, right? So people would come up to a meeting, and you would just lay copies of the agenda there, which we still do for convenience. But when board docs became a thing, it's like, oh, hey, now there's this vehicle to release to the community an agenda. So talking with Chris about this and stuff, and for whatever reason, I don't know, Dave was probably on the board, you might be able to shed some light on this, but it was just determined, I don't know if it was the rep from board docs, it's that, like, listen, you know, here's kind of, you know, when we would recommend putting it out, however that went. But it was set up to auto-convert. So actually, the agenda is really in place like months in advance. We're always building the agenda because we do things with a certain rhythm throughout the year. So when it becomes publicly viewed, is just by default, it's like actually 18 hours prior to a board meeting. It's midnight the night before. In truth, Chris is the person who's primarily doing this. She's scheduling that thing to go out before she leaves on Friday. So from my perspective, from Brian's perspective, it's no hardship for us to release that to the community at the end of the day. I did work with Chris a little bit today. We're still looking into this piece. One thing that I think, for board members, this is your agenda. You tell me what you want to do. But one thing that I think makes sense is to put a disclaimer on there, and there is one currently. It's kind of vague, and it's at the very bottom. We want to highlight this a little better, Chris and I. But just basically that these agendas are subject to change. We made changes tonight, literally an hour before, not super substantive changes. Last month, an item was pulled off the agenda prior to, which isn't disorganization. The way I look at that is that's us trying to be as responsive as we possibly can just to do school business. I'll give you a great example. I, on occasion, will hire somebody on a Monday. I'm not going to wait a month to have that person board ratified. I'm just going to throw them on the agenda right now, maybe give you guys a call and say, hey, this is happening. The only hesitation that I had about releasing it sooner is just the understanding, obviously, the sooner we release it, the more subject it is to change. But I do think Maria is correct. Though there are going to be changes, probably not going to be like wholesale changes, right? And again, if we put that disclaimer on there, I think, again, the only risk we run is somebody who sees an item, well, daggone it, I'm going for that. And then they come in, and then we don't discuss it that night. That's not going to happen very frequently. So from our perspective, it is no hardship for us to make that change if the rest of the board approves of that change. So you guys can discuss that and just simply let us know. But I just wanted to tell you the research that we did on that.
All right. Mary?
So a few things. As the student liaison report, I'll be honest with you. I regularly go through all of the school building websites and just kind of see what you guys are doing, whether it be social media, the website, word of mouth, all of the things. The last couple months, all of you have been extremely busy with all great things, mind you. So first off, I got to attend the autism shootout. I think Mike, you put that on. You did a great job. I love seeing the HT balloon arch. I love seeing it become fruition. I did not think it was going to be so massive. I will wholeheartedly say that, but it was awesome. I selfishly want another one, just smaller. but neither here or there. That was great. Huge shout out also to Jay Vaughn. I hope I'm saying his name right. He's had some...
Joe Vaughn. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I apologize. He's had some great games, and I witnessed that, and he's doing really well. I also saw the high school lip sync synergy. I didn't see it in person, but I saw a lot of the pictures, and that seemed really fun, so I'm sorry I missed that, but it looked like it was a good time. I also saw, and I wanted to point out, so I hope I'm, I guess, giving a shout out to the right people, and if I'm not, please someone speak up. So on the high school website, it says June 1st, every student at HTHS will have identified a pathway towards graduation. I personally think that's awesome, simply because, one, it solidifies the mission of what I think we stand behind. And then two, I don't know if it's the counselors, I'm sure there's more that goes into that than just that. But I wanted to call that out and just let you guys know that that's huge.
So that was Matt and Matt O'Hearn and I's building goal. We worked with our counselors and our team leads as far as our department heads, and that became our building goal that, for Matt and I to work on for our own evaluations, but also for our teachers as well. And it's been the driving force behind every decision we have made this year. Does everything we're doing fall back and align with that goal, including the things that the Power Rangers are doing? So they talked about how they've had the kids go around and set up the goals, like quarterly goals. We're also setting up quarterly goals. Some of ours got taken down off our doors, but we also have each teacher has a quarterly goal, and each staff member does as well. So it's all driving towards that one building goal.
I think that's awesome. The driver's ed program, I saw we had two people complete it.
Yes,
so that's
we did.
Great.
Yes.
My board
report just got a little shorter.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's fine. That's awesome.
I'm almost
no,
done.
It's great. It's great.
I don't know who's behind this, but I want to, it's being seen. The Tuesday teacher post. Those are great. I love that.
Yes.
There's too many students to name, but I did see all of the January students of the month, so congratulations to them. I already said that. There was another thing I saw that I'm curious about, and I apologize, I don't remember exactly which school it was, but the Rock the Rangers Guitar Club.
Oh, yeah. Intermediate school.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
Kelly.
Want to see them, like, here. I actually was very intrigued by that. It sparked my interest, so I want to see what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really cool and fun, and and they looked like so happy. So
it is great, and it has grown a lot. I think he started out this school year with over 50 kids and had to move to two nights a week rather than one like last year. I think it's down to just over 30 now, but they do actually do a concert towards the end of the year, so we'll definitely let you know
what that is. Awesome. And then lastly, I was recently over at the Blackstone Apartments, and Cassie Skinner, she's great. Mm-hmm. She wants to, and I hope I'm not misspeaking or putting words in her mouth, but she was adamant that she wanted to make some type of donation to our school, whether it be a booster or to the play, but she was very adamant that she wanted to do that. So I have her business card, so give that to you. And then she was also very open to opening up, for events that the school wants to use them for, whether it be football, meals, you name it. She was to be a good neighbor, her words. So I wanted to share that is an opportunity for us. It's obviously just right across the street, so I think that's great. So yeah, she was very nice and very open. So I told her I'd pass her card. That's all I got.
That's it.
Tremendous.
Mr. Schutte?
Well, this is all very interesting. I'm glad this is all coming around and things are moving fast and things are going. But I kind of said about everything I need to say. I'm just very proud of everybody. I know not everybody gets all the recognition that they deserve. And we probably get more than we deserve. We are just figureheads, and we kind of watch and see what's going on and give our administrators what we hear in our community. And I really believe our community has stepped up, and that's the reason we are where we are. They wanted better, we offered them better, and they're continuing to make everything better. So hopefully we continue for years and years, and it works out very well. These little leaders here that we have, they're the people that's going to come up and decide what this community and the direction we go. I think 25 years ago we had a vision, and we had five community members decided that this vision has been sitting long enough on the table. Let's enact it, let's get the people in place, and let's do it. And this is where we are. So it is possible to do, it is possible to advance, it is possible to have financial stability, it is possible to do a lot of things, but it takes a lot of common sense and commitment from everybody. Thank you.
Boy, for somebody that didn't have much to say. Very good.
I finally learned.
Amber.
Overall, I really just wanted to comment on one item from Mr. Blanca that she had shared with us, and it kind of relates to the Power Rangers and all of that. She mentioned, you know, that you guys are wanting to look at, like, the student and teacher perception and more than just the academics and the whole child, and I think that's so important, and especially with, like, mental health and teenagers being what it is, and I'm really happy to see that, and I think that group will do a lot and go a long way to mm-hmm. help build and problem solve when areas of need are identified. So I hope that we look at that honestly and that we're able to, you know, use that to be reflective and to build the best possible environment for our kids that we can.
Yeah, she has been really purposeful, intentional about soliciting feedback from our staff. Like, this was a huge undertaking. I mean, they met with literally every department team in our district. Her and the academic coaches went to every single teacher-based team, like every meeting, and pitched this to them, explained that to them. We've gotten great feedback, and actually, I think it was yesterday, did she send out the email to formally invite everybody to the committee? Is that right, Nancy?
I think so.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
She was out at a conference today, so I haven't seen what kind of feedback we've gotten from it, but I anticipate it's going to be as good as it sounds. Yeah, yeah, very much.
That it?
That's all.
Okay. To comment on what Maria had to say, I don't know a board member that came on this board that sat out there looking at a sheet of paper that had absolutely had nothing on it that was going to explain to you what kind of actions we were going to take. I think Mrs. Amber had the same feelings. Mary had the same feelings. I certainly had the same feelings with the 2 years I sat out there before I came back up. And, you know, so, you know, it looks like it's going to change. People's going to know what we're going to be talking about. And, you know, I sure in the hell hope it goes good, because I think it's a real good thing. So that's all I wanted to say is for what Maria wants to do or what she would like to see us board do. I think that's going to happen in another meeting. And then we're going to make it official. That's how it's going to be done. And it'll be done like that here on out. So that gives my report. Yeah, my report was shorter than Dave's.
We have a vote under five.
Under five. Oh, I was going to skip right by that one. Need a motion to pass 5.4. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Okay, and to let everybody know what 5.4 is. Is it on the blackboard? Nope. It's Mr. Tyler's contract that we have looked at, studied, debated, and thoroughly agree that we're going to vote on it tonight. So with that, we have a motion and seconded. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney.
I'm going to abstain from the vote just because the contract was negotiated prior to me being on the board. It's nothing personal toward Mr. Tyler at all because I want him to be here. I don't feel that I was in the negotiation part of this, so I'm going to go ahead and abstain at this time.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Elbert.
Yes. Okay, Treasurer's report.
Well, in 35 years of being a public finance officer, I think I have more on this agenda than I've ever had on an agenda ever. So, strap in. before I even get to this, Mr. Schutte had asked me several months ago about the Google payment in lieu of that. Was going to the payment in lieu of taxes that we were supposed to receive with the construction of their facilities. Finally got an answer this week that we will finally have that first payment in 2025. All right, here we go. Monthly financial report. There's really nothing noteworthy on that report, so we'll just keep going right there. We do have a pleasant surprise that isn't on this agenda. Confirmed it last night. We get twice a month we get payment from the state. We look up, I have to look up the statement of settlement, and it tells how the funding comes to us. This time there was, so it's all accounting gobbledygook. That's an official term. A journal voucher code 05 for $1.26 million, a little bit higher than what we would normally see. And I questioned that, actually reached out to the state of Ohio because this was $1.26 million more than we were going to receive. And I just wanted to confirm that this was actually going to happen. And actually, it is. There's something called the Maintenance of Equity Payment from the state. This is a one-time payment required by the Federal American Rescue Plan. Payment was generated because our per pupil funding in 23 was less than our per pupil funding in 22, and we are one of 29 districts in the state to receive this one-time payment. So, good news.
So I can get that next
board meeting. We spent half of it this morning, but it's for a good reason.
Next, I have a revision to board policy KMA. I think it was late last week, I mentioned to Wally and Mark, we were discussing booster groups, that in Hilliard we had board policy KMA that had quite a bit more detail than our current policy. In the version that is in front of you, covers what is required legally to maintain non-profit status, easy for me to say, as well as avoid fines. It also requires minimum guidelines for good accounting and internal control practices. And Hilliard first adopted this policy after we had a couple small thefts with a couple booster groups. It was back in 2006. Over the years, we've had revised it several times in concert with various booster groups. And I would say a majority of the 40 booster groups in Hilliard that I dealt with appreciated the policy, as you know, you would have significant, because these are parent organizations, you have quite a bit of turnover in leadership. Right now, I believe we have two of our four booster groups that will start off in compliance with this policy. We have our new Hamilton Township Boosters, which is the new athletic group that has been working with Matt running the concession stand. They have completed all their paperwork and turned it into me this past week. And I also believe our band boosters are in compliance. I'm going to have to work with our intermediate school PTO and our drama boosters to help them achieve compliance. And I know that could take at least a year. I mean, it's in my experience.
So I only have one question, just based off of discussions that we've had. Is there an identified person, whether it be an administrator, and I know the policy said, or a faculty member, but have we identified that person internally that will kind of work with the boosters to make sure that they're doing all the things outlined within the policy?
So in my experience, it's me working with those organizations, although the staff member that's actually on the booster group, like for the athletics, for example, it makes perfect sense that Matt would be that person.
Okay.
The intermediate, Kelly's going to be that person.
Okay, that's fine. Just asking, making sure.
Yeah. Let's see, what's next? Oh, I have the annual resolution to accept the amounts in property tax rates authorized by the County Budget Commission. That's an Ohio Revised Code requirement that we annually do. There's a whole slew of resolutions that Rich and Gillis Law Group prepared for us to challenge some commercial property valuations. I have an amended appropriation resolution. The highlights are an increase in the PI fund to allow for the roof project for this building and an increase in the building improvement fund to allow for the track project that is also on this agenda for approval. Also have a transfer from the general fund to the student activity fund to eliminate deficits in several accounts of the majority of which are athletic related. I also have a transfer from the OSFC construction fund to the PI fund, and that will close out that fund. The last activity in that fund was 2013. We are asking for approval of the purchase of one bus and two vans for the transportation department. The bus is part of the fleet rotation, and we had one van die, was it last week, Tammy? Yeah. And we're adopting a rotation with the vans that will hopefully avoid this situation in the future. Let's see, and we're also asking for approval to use several purchasing consortiums, and these consortiums solicit bids for various items, and we can use the bid rather than us going through the formal bid process. For example, we use Meta for our bus purchases. And we also have a couple donations to approve. And the final item is to accept the track replacement bid, and which Ryan can provide more detail on that.
Historical context, our track asphalt, from what I've been told, has not been replaced since the 1990s. They've done some top coats and things like that. So if they do it, if they do it how we expect them to do it, this is something that will happen every 15, 20 years. I'm hopeful. So the number seems large. The longevity is what we're going for. So if they pull up our track and we don't need asphalt repairs, they're not going to charge us for that. They'll just do our track again. But dating back to when I was athletic director, we've been patching it for 5-6 years. It's just time.
I want to chime in on this just really quickly because it is obviously a big purchase, and I wanted to explain, because I had a chance to talk with some of you today, but not everybody. I want to explain why this got on here just like today. So for Ryan's benefit too, I didn't want him to come off as like last minute. We've been out to bid on this track for a year. I wanted to have the track in place right now. Track, if you're not familiar, you're working with asphalt companies. These guys get road bids, things like that. We're the stepchildren to them. Getting on their schedule is very, very, very difficult. So we've been out to bid last night, but this morning when Ryan came in, hey, we got the final bid. Okay, great. He and Brian went to work on this and such and came back. It's like, hey, this is the one we'd want to adopt. Okay. And then I started talking with these guys. I'm like, you know, typically I would just put this off and let the board ratify it next month. And Ryan explained that the company won't allow us to get on the schedule without first having it board approved. So it's like, man, I've got this thing in my hand, and we could get on their schedule now, because the importance of getting on the schedule, if you're not doing it at the right time, then we're shutting down our athletic programs for a period of time during the summer. So that's why we went to this. We even took the step of, I'm like, look, if we're going to spend this kind of money, I'm at least going to be able to look our board members in the eye and say, I'm a track coach, right? I wanted to go see the product. We hopped in the car. We went to two districts today, went out, walked around their tracks, checked it out. It is the product that I was looking for. We talked to Adam Begro. We told him the tracks we went to. He had ran at one of them. He's like, if you could put that on my track, I'm a happy man. So we feel like we're getting a great price with this. I did want to explain, though, why this is like, all of a sudden this morning, your phones are blowing up. We're putting on a track. But if you can appreciate why I'm so happy, I came in this morning, found out we finally have our bid. And then like 10 minutes later, Brian told me, hey, by the way, I found enough money in the couch cushions to pay for two of them. So there's my mic drop.
Okay. Yeah.
That is all that I have.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
It might not be related, but with the meta thing, it might be related. So if not, feel free to answer it later or whatever. The pay schools that we switched to this year is terrible. And I just am wondering, when is the time that we can look at that? Is that... I don't know what kind of contract we're in with it, if it was 1 year, 3 years, but I'm hoping one.
I
do not know the answer to that question.
Fair
I'm
enough.
Out of loop on that one. I'm
Fair.
Sorry. Ryan?
I believe it's one as well. It was not part of the contract process, but I was led to believe it was one. And we've had some internal discussions about possibly switching to something else, so it's definitely feasible for sure.
The boss in the back is shaking her head, yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Chris. You
know, I would say it's a 1 year contract.
We had to stay in it this year because the contract was for this year. We had thought about it and when Brian first came in and him and then we were all finding out how much it cost.
So
it
fees
of it are
some historical context too of that we for years, for as long as I can remember, used Easy Pay.
Yeah.
Easy Pay is owned by PaySchools. They got rid of Easy Pay.
It doesn't give you much information at all. It doesn't tell you what is spent each day or like any kind of running code. It's just, there's so many things.
They're really good at telling me when I'm negative.
Yeah. Although sometimes not even that. Sometimes like all of a sudden like $8. I'm like, oh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we need a motion to accept the financial programs.
So moved.
Second.
Now, do we have any more comments?
Appreciate the donation.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is we do have people that donate money to our district that doesn't want their name out there. They do it because they want to do it. And so when in the future, little things like this, when we put the agenda out there, we'll decide how we're going to do it. That, you know, this figure is coming in from a donor, specified that it want to be named and things like that. So the changes that we are going to make has little bumps in the road, so that's being one of them. Any other comments? Okay. Roll call.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Ober?
Yes. Okay. Eight.
Yeah.
Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Ober. Just three things this evening. The first one is hot off the presses. It's been in the works for the last probably month or so, but we officially got word that this had been approved today. OHSAA has announced that they are going to expand divisions to create better competitive balance. This is really good for our school district. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of detail to this just to explain why. So currently with our football in the state of Ohio, we have seven divisions, okay? So you're taking all the schools that participate and you're dividing them among seven divisions, which creates schools playing, you know, in other schools about the same size, right? If the less divisions you have, the more opportunity you have for a much smaller school to be playing a much, much larger school. So in football, we've had the seven division thing. It's worked really well. OHSAA voted officially this morning to expand that to all team sports. So for us, what that means is volleyball, both basketball programs, baseball, and softball will all be seven divisions, and then soccer, they're going to a five division model. For us, what that means is we are solidly in the middle of Division III for all of our team athletics. That is excellent. Sometimes we find ourselves as being like a small D2. In some cases, we have been small D1. You can forget about it. So we're now firmly in the middle of D3. I'll tell you guys, I am blessed with a outstanding athletic director and with Mr. Fitzgerald, who's our immediate past athletic director. He's currently on the Central District Athletic Board, previously on the state's, on OHSAA's board. So our district's really tied into these things. As a consequence, I rarely attend OHSAA. Like, they'll have a superintendent meeting. Ryan and Matt tell me everything I need. I went to this one specifically because I had a few questions about this. I went, Doug Ute, who's the director of OHSAA, I was able to ask him face-to-face two questions. I was mostly satisfied with the answer. He and I agree, this is not a perfect system, but it is significantly better than what we've had previously. Just to put it in perspective, because there is a different number of sports in the state per sport, right? Like some, you know, there are more basketball programs out there than there might be wrestling programs, those kind of things. Okay, so it differs a little bit for sports, but our current boys basketball program, for us to be state champs right now, we would have to outlast a little better than 200 other schools. This new model, we'd have to beat like 125 schools. So it's really a difference there, and it's going to keep us playing schools that are more our size. So really, really happy about this. Again, it's not perfect. It's a big step in the right direction. The other thing that we're really excited to hear is OHSAA is going to take up the task of looking at this for our individual sports for next year. Like right now, we're Division I in track. If we're Division II in track, we might be state champs. Like, we're that kind of good right now, but we're going to be Division I. We're about the smallest Division One. So this is a major step in the right direction. That is hot off the presses today that came out. My other two things I want to tell you really quickly. The play, I always throw a shout out for the play. It is 3 weeks from right now. The play, as usual, we have a Thursday, a Friday, two shows on Saturday. Highly, highly, highly encourage you. It's tremendous. This year's show is Anastasia. Should be great. Last, credit to Mike and everybody who helped Mike. Obviously, our Power Rangers were a big part of this. Vince Payne's autism game, we raised over $2,000. Congratulations, sir, and keep up the great work. And President Obert, that's all I have.
All righty. Need a motion to approve educational programs.
So moved.
Second. Alrighty. Any questions or comments?
Congratulations to the graduate that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in there. Is that an early or a late?
That's a Columbus State program, and a person just kind of enrolls in Columbus State, and Columbus State will let us know, like, hey, they've met their things, and then Allie orders them a diploma, but the board has to first approve it, so.
Okay. Any other comments? Any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Barney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes. Okay, need a motion to approve personnel certified.
Second.
Okay, any questions? Any comments? Hearing none, roll call.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Need a motion to approve personnel extracurricular employment. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Other than me not being able to pronounce that very well, any comments or questions? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Need a motion for approval of personnel.
So moved.
Any questions? Any comments? Ready for roll call?
Yep.
Roll call?
Mrs. Barney?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Abstain.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Okay, 13. Need a motion for approved personnel classified.
Second.
Any questions? Any comments? You ready?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Mrs. Barney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes.
We have nothing tabled.
We have nothing tabled. Do we have any reason for executive session?
None for me.
Hearing none. We entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Any comments? Any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Barney.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
704.